This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking our attention back into high school football locally, had an opportunity last Thursday, to go watch Cardinal Gibbons play against Dwyer High School, Palm Beach Gardens. Always a competitive team, and certainly was impressed. Everybody here and throughout South Florida, and maybe the entire state, figure that Cardinal Gibbons will be one of the teams very much in the mix again this year. Quality program, tremendous athletes. The direction is positive. And head coach Matt DeBuck, who was a Cardinal Gibbons football, baseball player back in the day, is the head coach and doing a superb job. He joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me, Larry.
I enjoyed it. Everybody enjoyed the game. I think it was one of the exciting spring games. I think if you looked at it, probably any game in the state to circle for a spring game, it would have been your team and certainly Dwyer. A very competitive game, something that gave the fans who and the coaches, plenty of coaches, an opportunity to watch two programs very much on the rise. Talk about the meeting, and I know last year you didn't play as tough a program, and maybe thought this year you wanted to get a little more competition to head into the summer?
What we had planned, Larry, was to maybe do a jamboree, and it didn't work out. And I talked to Jack Daniels up at Dwyer, and we've never really played them before, and it gave us kind of an opportunity to look at a team that has been very competitive for a long time under his tenure, and he agreed to come down and play us at our place, and ended up working out for both of us because they're a heck of a football team.
Yeah.
And, a well-coached team and really gave us a measuring stick of where we think we're going to be. And we're far from where we want to be, but we definitely feel like, Dwyer is a really, really good program. And, just gave us the ability to kind of measure our kids and measure our coaches. We got a few new coaches now, and that always happens with a little bit of a turnover in your staff. And it was nice to feel a little bit of pressure with some new guys on staff, and really see how we were going to mesh and click, and really seemed to work out just fine.
You know, Coach, you take a look at your program, and you have mad respect from everybody. I know that you're tired of hearing about it, but certainly you guys are ready to step up the plate and make your own magic. I mean, you've worked hard enough. You have the depth at the right positions. You're plugging a lot. I mean, the thing that probably was the most impressive thing, and I don't know how anybody could understand how you probably had quietly the best linebacking core in South Florida last year, and with your outstanding junior Nico Cheesley going down with an injury, that meant you had to replace every single player that was in that rotation, and they looked awesome the other night.
Yeah, I think Yahweh Judy and Travis Robinson are going to be, they're not going to miss a beat. Donovan James came in and replaced Nico, and we're just looking at guys that are competitive in practice, and it really carries over. And to me, at the end of the day, Jack Hanrahan, Dave Montiel, yeah, Rocky Mears, those are the guys that coach the defense. Gives me the ability as a head coach really not to get too involved there and really put my focus on the offense with Donnell. And I have a new coach, Paul Marine, that is going to do a great job for us, a former college coach, and former player Sean Corker, which is on the offensive side of the ball, and Jerry Scalzo that works with our receivers as well. And we have three new offensive line coaches, so you can tell we're really we look at offensive line as really for us a a position of need, and we got a guy, a couple new guys, and Matt Nick that played for us, Garen Patrick, and Vinny Panetta that you know, are older guys, but really get the kids and understand the kids. So at the end of the day, we're really looking at the staff to really mentor these young guys and continue to put the work forward that's necessary to play against American Heritage and Miami Jackson and Hallandale and Coconut Creek, because those are all quality teams, and you can't take a day off, you can't take a practice off, and you know, we're really working and pushing forward to not just next year, but the year after and the year after, and
good.
And you know, just continue to improve the program, and the administration is really behind us. And when you get those things going, there's no telling where you can go.
Yep, no, I agree. Matt DeBuck joins us, head coach, Cardinal Gibbons High School. Not only that, but you guys aren't avoiding anybody anymore. Last year, you opened up against Southridge. This year, Miami Central will be on the plate. As you mentioned, just in the district alone with a much improved Jackson team, an American Heritage team that's two-time defending state champions. They've won 28 in a row. And I know that even when Coach Morrill was the head coach, try to get the best games possible for your teams. Now, as your talent elevates and you're getting more attention, you're getting the Ole Misses and the Kentuckys and the Wisconsins and Miamis and Tennessees on your sidelines now, you're getting – there's a lot more of the fans, more of the just general audience who wants to see Cardinal Gibbons in those matches. Matchups and you're giving it to them as well. Talk about that and how do you prepare for a program that's been in the spotlight like a Central for so many years.
Well, you know, Larry, it's really neat. You know, the other night we were packed for a you were there. We were packed for a May spring game. I don't think I've ever seen that before. And, you know, it was really a telling story of where our community and how we're being viewed from our local people and our alumni, and that's really awesome. You know, it's been really good that, you know, I got a guy like Marty Seidlin that retired from basketball, but now is really all in with us in football and help mentoring the kids and just doing some of those little things that are needed for programs to grow and get better. And, you know, I mentioned some of the other guys, but at the end of the day, you know, if you're not in it to win it, then, you know, then what are you doing it for? And you can do that and mentor kids the way you want to and be great role models. But I think the common element here is everybody wants to win.
Yep.
And with that comes pride and you know, playing a team like Southridge a year ago and Central. But, you know, the last time we went to the state championship, we played Key West early in the season, and that's where we're going to start our preseason game down in Key West.
Wow.
And I was on that team. I was able to go and play in a state championship. And
Live Oak,
you know,
Swanee.
That game. Yeah, exactly. And I called John Hughes, and I said, hey, John, how about a game? We'll come to you in August. And he said, okay.
Wow.
So, you know, we're just, you know, we're going to go play in Milton, Georgia, and we're going to be our first away game ever. And I just want our kids to know that, you know, they got a coach that believes in them and believes in the program, believes in the school, and believes in not just creating a football player, but creating a great student athlete and, you know, doing the right things by families and because I had such a great experience playing, you know, for Don Marino and Coach Morrill. You know, I just want to make those guys, God rest Don Marino's soul, but, you know, make Coach Morrill proud of our program, and he's still a big part of it too. So,
yep. Yes, he is.
You know, it's a good feeling when you look up in May and the stands are packed.
Yes.
And your friends that you play with or your alumni that you're close to are calling you or texting you saying, wow, this is really awesome. And I think our players are thriving on that.
Thank goodness for lights, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for taking the time. You know, we'll see you plenty during the summer.
Hey, Larry, if you need anything, and, you know, obviously as we move forward, you do such a great job for the kids, and you've been only been told that a million times, but it's the God's honest truth. Without people like you, our sport doesn't thrive the way it does, and we appreciate you, and I look forward to talking to you in the future, and you can call me off the air.
I'll call you early in the morning, 7 o'clock, while you're in the line for donuts.
All right,
Coach, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.